You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you've been taught. Here ends the reading. In the three-year cycle of daily readings developed jointly with our brothers and sisters in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, our intention was to provide a plan for reading through the entire Bible with two scripture readings and a psalm each day. Our commitment together in the NALC and LCMS, as well as the Lutheran Church Canada, is to encourage reading of the Bible, knowledge of Holy Scripture, and biblical literacy among pastors and laity alike. We've now completed Isaiah and Paul's epistle to the Galatians, and in the daily lectionary, we've turned to Micah and the Gospel of Luke. Surely many who are making use of these simple devotions will be familiar with Luke's Gospel. For those who are not so familiar, it may be helpful to point out that Luke was a physician and well-educated, writing competently in Greek in perfect style and form. Luke was a companion of Paul, was surely associated with the first disciples and Jesus' own family. He's traditionally considered the writer of the first icon of Mary, Mother of the Lord. Writing for those already in the church, both Jewish and Gentile converts, Luke's gospel is intended to, as he says, compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us. Having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, Luke says, most excellent Theophilus. So why did Luke want to write this orderly account? He says, that you may have certainty concerning the things which you have been taught. Luke continues his orderly account in his second book, The Acts of the Apostles. The Gospel of Luke presents the birth, baptism, ministry, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. Luke begins Acts with the promise of the Holy Spirit, the ascension, and Pentecost. What's always interesting to the reader of Luke's gospel is his intended reader, Theophilus. Although no one knows certainly about the identity of Theophilus, most believe he was a Roman of rank and position, as he is addressed as Most Excellent, a formal title of respect. Luke intends to provide his orderly narrative account of the life of the Lord Jesus as catechesis, teaching of the faith in such a way as to provide certainty, faith, and trust in the reader. At the same time, as Theophilus literally translated means lover of God, it is possible that Luke was writing to every lover of God in his day and hours. In this way, you and I may be the intended recipient of Luke's gospel, that we too may have certainty concerning these things. Let's pray. Lord God, help us every day to be Theophilus, loving you for Jesus' sake. Amen. And a suggested Lenten response for today. Read the first and last chapters of Luke and Acts, and it will help you gain a broader view.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.